moving into policy a little bit, but I'm also making a religious argument for criminalizing domestic violence. I'm also looking at the ways that Muhammad's example can be used to advocate for a feminist understanding of Islamic law, but also exploring the ways that his practice can be a hurdle to that. So, for example, in the case of the minimum marriage age in Yemen. Yemen had a minimum marriage age, but then it was revoked. It was removed because religious scholars in particular made a strong argument that having a minimum marriage age was an insult to the Prophet, because the Prophet married a woman when she was between six and nine years old named Aisha. And so Muslim scholars are also making the argument in Yemen that his behavior was exceptional and not exemplary in this case, and so they should have a minimum marriage age. So I'm sort of beginning to explore that a little bit more as well, the role that his practice plays in advocating for women's rights, but also the challenges that Muslim feminists face as a result of his practice.
So where do you go to do the research? Where do you locate the text? Do you travel to the Middle East? Are there reasonable libraries in North America? Mm-hmm. How do you access material?
So I have traveled to the Middle East. And of course, that's like an important part of like thinking about what issues are important to Muslims. What are they thinking about? How are they like? What is most urgent? I mean, I'm very interested in that kind of scholarship. But in terms of libraries, we have some great libraries in North America. We have, NYU, Princeton, Harvard have phenomenal libraries. I can access some of that stuff through ILL, Interlibrary Loan, which is really wonderful. But when you want to look through hundreds of sources, it's just easier to go down to another library and check it out. So some of it's archival work. Some of it is, I'm beginning to do a little bit more contemporary work. And so I get to actually, interact with people in person and over the internet. I was just in Morocco at a consultative meeting with the Moroccan government and a women's advocacy group named Musawa, which means equality. It was a consultative meeting about thinking about ways to increase, family law more gender egalitarian in Muslim majority countries. So how to make a religious argument to do that? Because religious scholars are the primary people that oppose gender equal family law are usually Muslim scholars as well. So sort of like tackling their arguments from a religious perspective. And so sometimes I actually attend these meetings and these conferences and I'm there in person. Other times I'm reading people's works and reading on the internet, or sometimes I'm in libraries.
Actual library. That's fantastic. Well, this has been absolutely fascinating. I'm so pleased that you could join us today. So I'd like to thank Aisha Chaudhry from the Department of Classical Near Eastern Religious Studies. She's also, as I said earlier, a member of the Institute for Gender, Race, Sexuality, and Social Justice. And stay tuned for further shows dealing with UBC and the arts. Thank you again.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is Chicks Dig It, and I have not played those guys in, like, forever. So we heard the song of theirs called Jerry Cheevers, and that you can find on a compilation that is awesome. It's called On Guard for Thee, a collection of Canada's youth gone bad, and it is on the Australian label Ogogo, and it features 18 Canadian bands. Yeah, it does. Other bands on this notable record are Bomb, Pluto, let's see, Von Zippers. I really like that song with the Von Zippers. The Smugglers, Cub, Huevos Rancheros. My goodness, the list goes on. Oh, the Tonics. Yes, there you go. So, the station is not quite as hot as I was expecting it to be. I feel like it's a little bit breezy here. So the fans are going, which is good. I was a little worried. And my name's Anita B. That's who I am. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am here until 8 o'clock. Yes, and my format is Canadian music. So mostly sort of, you know, guitar stuff. Sometimes I play some Canadian hip-hop every once in a while. And maybe I'll play a little ska. We'll see. But yeah, there we go. I've got right now some Pink Mountaintops. Now, these guys have a new record out, and it's called, Get Back, that's it. It's called Get Back. It's on Jack Jaguar Records out of Indiana, and other bands such as Lady Hawk. I'm trying to think who else is on Jack Jaguar. Oh, well, Black Mountaintops, that's the other sort of brother band, I guess, of this band. And, it's good. Now, the songs kind of are very divergent, so let's see. Let's hear the song Sell Your Soul. That sounds good. Okay, so song 5 is what we're going to be hearing right now off this new Pink Mountaintops record. And in the meantime, keep tuning in. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah.
That right there was, that was Tough Age. Yes, it was. Tough Age from their new album that's now out on Mint, which I believe is just self-titled, because I don't see anything otherwise saying a name. So, all right, that was good. The name of that song was Seahorse. That was one of their longest songs on that record. And let me tell you, if you do a show, or, you know, if you're a DJ of any sort, and you see a bunch of two-minute songs, I'm telling you, you kind of are like, oh. You like the longer songs, so you can, you know, do your thing here in the studio and organize yourself. But so I kind of shy away from the shorter songs. But there you go. That was Tough Age. Before Tough Age, we heard the BB Guns. Now, that was a short song, but I'm glad I played it. It was, this is a band out of, I believe, Toronto. And that is on a compilation that the station here has, which is called Psych Pop 2. And it's really good. And I love that song. It's called I Killed My Baby in Mexico. Yes. Good job, the BB Guns. And then before that, the Pink Mountaintops with the song See Your Soul? I think so. No, I don't think that's right. I think I typed something in wrong. Okay, let me just double check. What's that song called? Oh, Sell Your Soul. Look at that. I typed in See Your Soul. Huh. I wonder if that's some sort of like, what's that? Psychological. Hey, who's... what's the name of that psychologist? And when you say do something wrong.
Rorschach.
No. But like, for example, especially if you talk about men, Freudian slip. I guess this is, I don't know. Like I typed in see your soul under the song and it's really sell your soul. That's probably very meaningless, but who knows? Maybe there's coincidence and insightfulness in that. I don't know. All right, it is now 6:48. My name is Anita B., and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here until 8 o'clock, so that's a good deal. I'm happy. The station is relatively nice and cool when you're sitting here in the driver's seat. I'm pretty excited. Val, you'll be good. Val is coming on in another hour and 12 minutes with her show, which is Folk Oasis. Now, I've played these guys before. These guys are called the... this is funny. These guys are hilarious. The Tubuloids, yes. And they have a record called Surf Fukushima. And they're just like hyper, you know, immature. I guess that's the best way of putting it. And 23 minutes of sexy tsunami surf songs featuring new classics and obscure hits. And they're on a label called Crapital Records. And I think I'm going to play something. I think I'm going to play a song number 10. I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing here. This is pretty awesome. Yeah, I have played these guys before. They're pretty awesome. I'm going to play song number 10, which is called Fast Times on the Downtown East Side. Yes. And so this is the Tubuloids. Now, if you want to know how to spell it, it's T, like tube. T-U-B-U-L-O-I. L-O-I. That's right, because I'm a skinhead. T-U-R-B. Not turbuloids. It's the Tubuloids. T-U-B-U-L-O-I-D-S. That's it. I believe they're local. I'm sure they are. And let's take a listen, folks. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, where Canadian music is played. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Fast time! Language to use a bit. The dying light.
Yes, you are listening to CITR. Now, I'm having some problems here. I'm looking at the deck here, and I'm seeing, okay, deck A should be doing nothing. And I'm pulling that up, and there's stuff coming. And then deck B should be having nothing. That should be having stuff. I'm just fully confused here. I'm looking at this board, and I'm thinking, are my wires in my head crossed? But things are coming out of the wrong thing. So it's all good. I'm just trying to troubleshoot, and the troubleshooting's not working. Okay, let's start again. What did we just hear? We just heard, oh yeah, I love that song. That's a song Roki said, from Roki Erickson, whatever, from the band The Dead Ghosts out of Vancouver. I just adore this band, and I know they're playing soon, or they just recently played, I don't know, but I've never seen them live, and I really need to, because I've been playing this record for a long time. It's called Can't Get No, and it's awesome. All right, now before Dead Ghosts, we heard Wolf Parade with the song Language City from their Sub Pop record released, maybe 7 years or 6 years ago, called At Mount Zoomer, 5 years ago, something like that. And then before that, we heard something from the local band, the Tubuloids, with the song Fast Times on the Downtown East Side. And you can find that out on their record called Surf Fukushima. My name is Anita B., and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And there's a ghost in the machine. There is. Something's going wrong. But that's okay. I'm the human to try to fix it. And I'll keep us entertained somehow. Did I tell you my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway? I don't know. It's 7:02. And, oh, let me tell you about my hands. I'll keep you entertained as I take these freaking Band-Aids off my fingers. So just to give you a heads up here, I went to, for the first time in my life, as a form of entertainment, went to the to a batting cage, which was fun. I went with a couple friends. And I don't need gloves. What do I need batting gloves for? I'm no wimp. Every MLB player, of course, has gloves, but I'm just like, whatever. I never used those when I was a kid. So anyways, you may want to do that because you might end up with hands like mine, because if you look at my left thumb, it's like an open wound. It's disgusting, and it's like seeping full of just liquid, and it's the grossest thing I've ever seen, and it's pretty much not usable. So that is sucking, especially when you've got your like appendage, like your digit there, that, you know, you need that to bend, and so it's just like a third degree burn or something. Then when you go to my right finger, my right pointer finger, toward the base of it, there's like a whole hunk of skin missing there too, so that's great. So that doesn't work well. And then, on top of it, you got to work with me here, folks. Imagine this. Okay, now I'm putting those Band-Aids back so I can continue to try to be functional. Then my left hand, behind the bone, like if you're looking at my left wrist, sort of. I've got this massive, like, weird bruising situation because it was like the bat, like the, it's like the equivalent of the headstock, like of a guitar. Like, so the bottom part of the bat, I don't know what you call it, the nub, was like rubbing against this bone I have, and now that's all sore. And then I'm not done yet. And then my right hand is like in like a claw shape. It's like permanently, like I can't shift in my car. I'm so messed up. And I was in a batting cage for like, I don't know, 1/3 of an hour. Like it was because like, I was like hitting with, first of all, a wooden bat, and I got a lot of reverberation, and that didn't feel good. And then the aluminum bat I was, like, hitting with, I just kept getting, like, those sort of bone-shattering kind of, like, reverberations kind of up my, like, whole arm. And so much so that it kind of quickly stopped becoming fun. But it's okay. I've lost half the skin in my, you know, hands, but I'll survive. But it was, I mean, truthfully, if I say all this, it really was fun. And it's a good stress reliever, so... Yes, there you go. We went to the one, if you go to the North Shore, kind of just underneath the Second Narrows Bridge. And it was worth it, just so you know, it's $50 an hour. Bring a couple friends, you know, it's not a bad, it's a pretty good way to spend your evening. All right, oh, maybe I'll give you the phone number here. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. It's 604-822-CITR, so 604-822-2487 if you'd like to call and, I don't know, complain about me or say, hey, I feel sorry for your hands, you know, give me some well wishes, or you can request some songs if you'd like, but the songs have to be good, right? So no Jan Arden, because this show is Canadian for the record. So this show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, the focus is Canadian music. So it has to be Canadian, but it can't be awful, okay? Which, let's be honest, a lot of Canadian music is awful. So, like, for example, if you request Headley, I'm not going to play it. Or another good band I will not play for you is the Arkells. No, they're not very good. I could go on and on. No Tragically Hip. This is a Tragically Hip-free zone, I'm telling you. So don't even try. And there you go. Okay, so let's continue with... I was going to play as an ad, but I guess I can't, so I don't know. I have a record here ready to go. I just decided to start talking nonstop. Hey, what do we have here? No. Let's go with the Black Rainbows. I've been playing these guys a lot, so hopefully you like them, but all two of you that listen to my show. So if you've heard them before, well, it's because they're funny. These guys crack me up. They're called the Black Rainbows. They're from the Toronto area, and they remind me of the Dead Milkmen. And they're just silly sort of punk rock boys. They're pretty hilarious. Now, the song I always play is the 2-Day Rule. But we're going to shake it up a bit. We're going to hear Morning After Pill. We'll hear that. So it's got seven songs. Seven songs is the upper limit of an EP, I believe. Once you hit eight songs, I think you hit LP, yeah? Just so you know. It's called I Met This Chick. That's the name of this record. These guys are funny. Okay, what did I say? Song seven? Yes, Morning After Pill. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So if you want to call in, give it a go. 604-822-2487. And until then, let's listen to the Black Rainbows.
and some are records that you've never heard. It gets pretty lonely singing at home alone again.
So loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there
anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Class with Barbara.
That's right, talking about Barbara. That was the Modernettes. Now, the Modernettes are a band from the late 70s, locally, and you can find them on this classic must-have compilation entitled Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. And it's awesome. It's a double CD put out by Zulu Records back in, like, 91. So it features bands such as, like, the Furies, who are still around. I think I saw the Furies. They're sort of doing their thing still. I didn't see them, but I saw them someplace. You know what I mean. The Pointed Sticks, who I love. This compilation also has, oh, God, who else? Oh, the Dish Rags. I love the Dish Rags. Anyway, that was Modernettes. Before that, we heard something from a local band, The Transmitters. And when I think of The Transmitters, I think of Bryce Dunn, because he used to be the music director here at CITR. And, yeah, he isn't, which is sad. I miss Bryce. But, yeah, so go check out his band. He's the drummer. And anyways, we heard the song Live a Little More off of the, I think it was an EP of the same name, Live a Little More. And I think that was released back in 5-ish years ago, something like that. All right. And then we heard the Black Rainbows. Did you hear the lyrics for that song, Morning After Pill? That was pretty good. Off their record, their EP, I Met This Chick. All right. So my name is Anita B, and this is my show. It's called Scanwich. It's called Sam Squanch's Sandwich. No, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's my show. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And in case you're curious, it comes from the Trailer Park Boys back, I don't know, 10 years ago or more. It's a huge Trailer Park Boys fan. And Bubbles thought he saw a Sasquatch, which he improperly deemed a Sam Squanch. So, I toy with changing the name of this show because it's, I don't know. Does anybody really care anymore about the Trailer Park Boys? I mean, they're funny, don't get me wrong. Maybe I'll start to get back into them, and then I'll be super happy that I named my show this, but I don't know. This show started back in, geez, I want to say 2003 or 5. So I've been here, I started at the station in 03, I think. So where are we at, 2014? So this, and then I did a show I shared with another guy. We shared a Canadian show. And then, anyways, here I still am. All right, let's move on with some more Canadian music. Oh, yes, this is what I have. Now, this is a band I used to play a lot, and I haven't played them in ages, but I kind of miss this song. They're called the Mini Pops, and I know very little about this band, except that they appear in a compilation I just so happen to have. And it's called Killer Bands from Mars, and it's on IHL Records out of, I don't know, Quebec or something? Yeah, it is. Quebec City. This label. And there's a bunch of Canadian bands on it, such as, well, first of all, let me tell you, it was released back in 96, okay? And the bands on this record are Tristan Psionic, the Stan GT, Local Rabbits, the New Grand, the Super Friends, as well as the Mini Pops. And I really dig this song. I don't know much about these guys, except I believe this band, the Mini Pops, are actually themselves from Quebec City. So let's take a listen on my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, me being Anita B, here on CITR 101.9 FM, the Mini Pops. Oh, yeah, here we are. Yeah, okay, we can do this. Wrong one, I've hit 3 buttons. There we go.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Discussion. Hello, my name is Russian Tim, and...
Hey, Horace, give us 3 shots of your best bourbon, and have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, 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 my name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
We'll be right back.
Did you hear that Keith Moon drumming? That was awesome. That was, wow. I was getting very pumped there. All right, so that right there was Tricky Woo with the song Making Time. That's one of my all-time favorite songs. Yeah, it is. It's up there. Now, Tricky Woo out of Montreal, they are no longer. This record that I have the song off is actually a compilation called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1. From Grenadine Records, and it features 20 garage rock and pop bands, and this was released back in 99. Yes, I like to span the decades with my show here. Oh, my show, by the way, is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm Anita B. That's what this is here on CITR. Now, before Tricky Woo, we heard something from Metric, and that song by Metric is Help, I'm Alive, and that was 10 years after Tricky Woo, so that one was released back in 2009 on their record called Fantasies. And Metric are from Toronto, but then they lived in, I don't know, I want to say like Brooklyn, so New York, and they kind of moved around a bit, but they're definitely Canadian. Yes, before Metric we heard something from Mode Moderne, which is a local band here out of Vancouver, and the album is Occult Delight, and we heard the song Grudges Crossed. All right, we have 21 or so minutes left of my show here until Val comes on. And Val Cormier is up next with her show, Folk Oasis. And until then, let's listen to some more Canadian music. And what do I have for us? I hope I have something. Oh, I do. We're good. we're going to listen to a little Hayden. It's been a while. I haven't played Hayden in a long time. And I used to actually have this record that I'm playing the song from. So the song is called The Hazards of Sitting Beneath Palm Trees. And then I think it got all scratched up, just all messed up. So, but I found it, so we're good. And I love the song. It's a really good one. And you can, this song was actually featured in a movie that starred, what's his name? Oh, of course, when I'm going to tell you the actor's name, I forget. It'll come to me and I'll tell you later. And, he played an ice cream man. That's what he played. He drove around in an ice cream truck. And I'm trying. Oh, what is his name now? It's driving me nuts. Anyways, the movie really was not that good, but this song is. So this is Hayden here with The Hazards of Sitting Beneath Palm Trees on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Well, thank you to Kevin Lee. That was awesome, Kevin. Okay, so I get this tweet. No, not a tweet. A text from the lovely Kevin Lee, who is obviously listening to my show. Isn't that nice? Somebody's listening. I just assume nobody does, and I just come down here and do my little futile thing, but that's so nice. So here's the deal. I was confused as to what... So first of all, Steve Buscemi. So he was the actor who played in the movie Trees Lounge. So thank you, Kevin. If I could give away something to you, I would. No prize, I wish. That song, The Hazards of Sitting Beneath Palm Trees by Hayden, was sort of like the theme song to that movie. And there was an ice cream truck in there. And I don't think it was Steve Buscemi who drove it, though. But you know, Kevin, there is a prize for you. I've decided to, and maybe some of you guys know Kevin. He is actually a local legend, if you will. A transplanted from the island legend in his own right. He was the bass player for Bum. And I actually have some Bum on me. So let's listen to little Kevin Lee. But let me tell you what else we heard there. So that was nice. Thank you, Kevin, again. A, for listening, and B, for giving me Trees Lounge. Yeah. That was it. So we just heard Hayden. Okay, so let's listen to some...
Hey, baby.
Okay. Let's listen to some Bum. And I've got Bum actually on a few different forms here, but I've got them on a compilation. So let's listen to their song, Mrs. Rock and Roll. Yeah, let's listen to that one. And that you can find on the compilation that I played earlier with Chicks Dig It. Yeah, these guys, Bum is song 11, Chicks Dig It are song 12. And this was put out by Ogogo, as you heard earlier. Let's make sure we're all good here. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host of this show, Sam Squanches Hideaway. Anita, that's who I am. And let's make sure we're good here. Song 11. There you go, Kevin. Hey, so you can thank me for your 21 cents. You're so can. Here you go, buddy. Here's some Bum.
This song is about... Yeah. Thank you.
Alrighty, folks, I am almost out of here. Val's coming up next, and her show is Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10, so make sure to continue to listen. And then from 10 to 11, we have Sexy in Van City. So that's pretty hot, folks. You know it. That's with Caroline, so tune in. Anyways, we just heard Frog Eyes. I love that song. It's a good 7.5-minute song. It's called Caravan Breakers. They prey on the weak and the old. That is from the record called Tears of the Valedictorian. I think it was released back in 07 or so. Frog Eyes, they're a band out of Victoria. And Spencer Krug, actually, notably from the band Wolf Prey, was in Frog Eyes. There you go. Now, before that, we heard Hayden with The Hazards of Sitting Beneath Palm Trees. From his record, The Closer I Get. Ooh, we also listened to Bum. I almost forgot to put that in there. Bum. We heard Mrs. Rock and Roll. Yes, the song Mrs. Rock and Roll. And Bum are a band, were a band out of Victoria. And they were pretty much existent throughout a good chunk of the 90s. So I believe 1990 up until about 97-ish, 98. Yes. Anyways, we have just a few more minutes. So I'm going to say, well, bid you all adieu. And I've got, what do I have here? Oh, yeah. I've got some interesting thing here. I've got a little Sloan, very old Sloan. It'll make you happy, I hope. My name is Anita B. My show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we're going to listen to a very, very early Sloan song off of possibly their first EP, I believe. And it's actually not Sloan. It's not their song. It's Eric's Trip. It's a combination of their songs, Stove and Smother. And you can find this song off a compilation I have here called DGC Rarities Volume 1. And it was released way back in 94. 94, folks. Anyways, I hope you all have a cool week. I will be back in 2 more weeks. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let's just make sure I have the right CD in. Nope. Good thing I checked. Good thing. Anyways, we're trying to listen here to track number 11. You're listening to the inside of my head along with me. Right. All right, this year, like I mentioned, is early, early Sloan. And keep up the rock, folks, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.